1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station, your Tiger station. Tigers take on Oakland. Game 5 tomorrow night of the ALDS. That will get underway at 7:40 right here on 1450 WHTC. But if you're not at the game, you definitely want to be here in downtown Holland and checking out the running of the balls, the 5K fun run walk going on. And right now we've got Gwen Huerta and Kara Hood joining us from Tulip Time. How you doing, ladies?
Great. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on board. We're pretty excited about this tomorrow. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're really excited, Brent. We're waiting in anticipation for tomorrow to arrive and for 6 p.m. to hit.
I'll bet you are. Well, the weather's going to be perfect for this.
It looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day, 74 and sunny.
Can't beat that at all.
No, we can't.
So is this the first year for the 5K fun run and the walk?
Yep, this is the first year. We're kind of coinciding that with our fourth annual community planting, which is October 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow night kicks off kind of our mini weekend of events with the fun run starting at 6 o'clock at Window on the Waterfront.
Very cool. What a great place to start a run. And now where is the run going to go? Give me the route.
All right, well, we start at Window on the Waterfront and kind of go back behind Freedom Village to Windmill Island.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lap around the parking lot because the windmill's under construction.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take it up to Columbia and then on to 13th past Centennial Park on Central and then bring it back home on 6th.
Now, can anybody run in this? I mean, can you just show up and register there, or do you need to pre-register?
Online registration ended at midnight last night, so unfortunately you can't do it ahead of time, but we would love people to come down to Window on the Waterfront tomorrow, sign up. It's still $20. There's no extra fee, and we'll get you going, and then you can run or walk.
Just show up and do the fun runs. So,
yep.
And Gwen, I saw you at the fire parade last Friday night. That was a ball downtown.
You bet. The fire parade was great, and felt like it's the season. We've said we feel like we're in April because we're so busy trying to put together this new event, and it's great fun. We're excited. We're going to do a little announcement at 5:30 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about our entertainment lineup. So if you're interested in
looking
that,
forward to
come
that.
A little early. We'll tell you who's going to be here. It's under wraps until that point.
Yeah,
but
it's a secret. We can't tell anybody.
It's a secret.
It is. But tomorrow night it will be revealed, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So tell me a little bit more about the 5K fun run and walk. Is it anybody can, like you said, they can just show up and they can register right at that point? But is there anything special they need to do beyond that?
Show up with a positive attitude. We're really excited about this. Just it's really to celebrate the fall season and the preparation that goes on now before May. And then, you can run and walk it. And we have Bowerman's Blueberry Donuts at the end.
That's what I was hoping you'd talk about.
That's your little sweet treat.
There's got to be an incentive,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, the blueberry donuts. Those are so good.
Oh, those are the best.
And the leaves are so beautiful right now. What a great time to run through that whole area of Windmill Island and everything.
Yeah.
Window on the Waterfront. It's beautiful back there.
It really is. The city is prepping all the beds for us to start planning on Saturday, so we're hoping to spark people's interest with the amount of dirt that's showing. And if they want to, they can come out on Saturday morning from 8 to 10 and 10 to 12 to help us plant.
All tools are provided for the planting?
All tools are provided. We ask that they dress for the weather and bring a pair of gloves.
Well, it looks like the weather's going to be great for that, too.
I know you might need a sweatshirt in the morning, but we're hoping to be just T-shirt and jeans noon.
That's the time of year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Gwen, anything else going on in Tulip Time you can reveal yet? Any little tidbits of information?
No tidbits. I can't share anything till tomorrow.
Just that there's a lot of stuff going
there's
on behind
a lot
the scenes.
Going on.
Really, do you ever have a time during the year that you can rest? Maybe one day after the last Tulip Time? Is that about
it? Right. Now, we spent the whole summer working on the schedule for next year, getting all the entertainment lined up, and that's a big challenge when you've got 8 days of a festival and multiple community partners that we work with. So we're excited.
A lot of behind-the-scenes activity, and we appreciate all you do at Tulip Time. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Gwen Huerta and Kara Hood, thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it very much. And we'll be out there tomorrow night, too. We're going to bring out the truck, and we'll be playing some music and having a good time. Looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you for coming.
All right. We'll see you then. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. If you need more information, you can always check their website, tuliptime.com. And they have a special, they had the online registration there, but now you can register when you come out tomorrow night. But check out tuliptime.com for all the details right there. It's the running of the bulbs, the 5K fun run and walk going on tomorrow night starting at 6 p.m. at the Windmill Island Gardens here in Holland. Great, great stuff.